We know that anxiety, fear, anger continue in us day and night. And these energies have the power to destroy us. Imagine the quantity of drugs, tranquilizers, sleeping pills that have been used in our nations. We have been punishing each other. We have been offering each other fear and despair. That is not very healthy for one who offers and for the one who has to receive. We have to stop that course of harming each other, destroying each other. Because fear and anger and anxiety are real poisons. They prevent us to grow as a happy organism, as a happy cells, happy organism, happy nations, happy people. After September 11th, I spent several weeks in America, and I could witness to that kind of fear, anxiety, and anger. Life was somehow stopped. When you go get into an airplane, and you look at the face of people sitting on the airplane, you could see the fear in everyone, the anger also. We have to accept the fact that the anxiety, the fear, the anger are still somehow in us, and they continue to destroy us. That is why the amount of drugs we use is enormous. The token we have to pay is very, very big. The destruction of the Twin Towers took away 4,000, 5,000 people. But the damage done to America on the psychological level is enormous. And that is why we have to practice in order to not to continue to be victims of fear, anxiety, and anger. And this is the time when we have to come together in order to decide what course of action, what kind of behavior that is appropriate for our true protection, that can allow us to continue our growth as a nation of a people. Because each cell of the body has intelligence and is imbued with purpose and intent. And the community of cells have to come together in order to bring the best resources that can help us to choose the kind of behavior, the kind of action or reaction that can ensure our safety and our growth. We have to call on our best resources, our intelligence, our understanding, our compassion, our capacity of listening deeply, our capacity of using loving speech. We should not rely on bombs and guns, because bombs and guns have failed to remove fear, hate, and violence. So far, we have not been able to reduce the violence, the fear in us and on the other side. It is possible for us to ask the question whether the war waged against terrorism has helped diminish the number of terrorists, has helped diminish the feeling of hate, the feeling of fear, of anger. It has costed a lot for America and for Iraq. Mothers, fathers, brothers and sisters of our young men who have been sent to Iraq live with fear, anxiety. And they also do not know what to do in order to stop the situation of violence, of fear, of unhappiness. It is my conviction that if the American people are able to get to their best resources that are available, they will come out, get out of this situation easily. I just quoted President Roosevelt. He said, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself." It's a lot of wisdom in his statement. If we know the course of action to make, if we can get enough information, if we are able to remove our wrong perceptions, and then we are free from fear, from hate, from anger, and we can help the other people to remove their wrong perceptions, remove their fear, their anger, their violence also. It is our experience that when the husband practices, he removes his anger, his wrong perceptions, and he's able to help his wife to do the same. When the daughter practices, she's able to look deeply to remove her wrong perceptions, her hate, her anger, and then she'll be able to help her mother to do the same.